All right. Good evening. Tonight is Yud Gimel Adar, besides that it's Tainus Esther, is a day that is mentioned throughout Megillus Esther as the day that Klal Yisrael was waiting for. Liyos ha-Yehudim asidim la-yoyim hazeh lehinokeh me-oyveihem. This was the day that Yehudim, B'nai Yisrael, were looking forward to this day as the day that they're going to take revenge from their enemies. The Rekeach says that this is le-osid, le-yoyim nokam, v'yoyim ha-keitz. He connects this day, Yud Gimel Adar, to the day that Hashem is going to take revenge from the enemies of the Jewish people in the future, and to the day of the Ketz. He says, Nokam is Begematria Ketz. V'lihiyos ha-Yehudim asidim, he says here, is Begematria Elef Shin Lamed Hei, which is the Zman of the Ketz mentioned in Daniel. He connects Yud Gimel Adar to the future. V'lihiyos ha-Yehudim asidim, it's a day that is connected to the Osid. Every year, we wonder if this Yud Gimel Adar is the one that the Berkeach and the Megillah is referring to. In fact, Esther begged Achashverosh that a day be given, Machar, another day be given, by Yehudim Asher B'Shushan, Lasis Kedas Hayayim. It's Yudua that Michal Bev Eismandel said that was referring to the hanging of the 10 Nazis during the Nuremberg trials. And perhaps there's another machar that's coming. Lehinokei me oyveihem. The Avodas Yisrael, the Kashnis Magid, talks in his sefer in Yonei Purim about the uniqueness of Yud Gimel Adar, of Tainus Esther. A tremendous day of Rotzayin. It's an ace Rotzayin. It seems from his words that it's a bigger ace Rotzayin than any other fast day. And perhaps it's sort of like, we know that Purim and Yom HaKippurim are of the same Mishkol. In fact, from the Lashon of the Tikkuni Zohar, it seems that Purim is higher because it's Kippurim. The Baal HaTanya says the same thing in Torah Or, that Purim is higher because Yom Kippurim is only like Purim, so Purim, it's compared to Purim, so Purim is higher. And Tainus Esther, that's the Tainus of Purim. Purim is a day of Mishnah V'Simcha, and Yom Kippur is a day of fasting. The day before Yom Kippur, we feast. The day before Purim, we fast. So the Tainus of Tainus Esther is similar to the Tainus of Yom HaKippurim, the prelude to the Mishnah V'Simcha of Purim. And we know that Purim usually, B'Roiv Hashanim, falls out in the week of Parshas Kisisa, which is this week's Parsha. That is the Parsha of all fasts. All the fast days, we read from Parshas Kisisa. Vayichal Moshe es Panei Hashem Elokav. Tomorrow also, including all the fast days that are associated with Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Kriya is Kisisa. Every fast is an Eis Ratzon. Purim is an Eis Ratzon. Hinted in the words that Yaakov Avinu says to Binyamin, which is the source for Purim in the Torah in Parshas Vayichi, V'lo Erev, Yechalek Sholol, Rashi there says, V'lo Erev, in the time of Erev, after Nebuchadnezzar exiles the Jewish people, Yechalek Sholol, they will divide the spoils, as Rashi says, the spoils of Haman in the days of Achashverosh. V'lo Erev, Yechalek Sholol, is Begematria Eis Rotzayin. This is the yomtif of Rotzayin. Lasois Kirtzayin Ish Va'ish. The Lashon of the Gemara is Hadar Kibluha Bimei Achashverosh. They accepted the Torah on Purim Beratzayin. Unlike Matan Torah, the first time was Ba'oines Kofa Aleim Esahar Kegigis. Purim, we will makabel the Torah Beratzayin. So Purim is an Eis Ratzayin. Lo Erev Yichalik Sholo Begematria Eis Ratzayin. And the day before it is Tainus Esther by Tzadikim among in the Hasidic circles. They were very, very makbid to fast on Tainus Esther, although it's Yedua that by Hasidim they were very makel when it came to fasts. But Tainus Esther was considered a very, very special Ta'anis, a tremendous day of Ratzayin. And especially right now, as we are in the midst, as we are now in the Hestapanim of Ikvus of the Mashiach, in the moments before Mashiach, certainly this Tainus Esther is a tremendous Eis Ratzon. The fact that Purim falls out in the week of Kisisa, which is the Kriya of all the fast days, and every fast day is an Eis Ratzon, Purim is an accumulation of all the Itois Ratzon. The whole Yom Tov of Purim came about through fasting, through Vitzumu Alai, V'al Toichlu, V'al Tishtu, Shloishes Yomim, Laila V'yoyim, 72 hours of fasting. Esther asked that they fast for 72 hours. Bechein Avay El HaMelech. Bechein is Begematria 72. Bechein, with the 72 hours of the three fasts, I will be able to go into the king and I'll be Matzliach. And she was. Bechein Avay El HaMelech Ashaloi Kados. And the Nes Purim occurred. So it came about through a ta'anis, through tshuva, 3 days of tzumu alai v'al toichlu v'al tishtu. So it's not coincidence, nothing is a coincidence, that the kriya of the week of Purim is about fast, is the kriya that we read always on every fast day, including Tainus Esther, the Eis Ratzon. This year though, Purim is Thursday, and we know that every day one is supposed to learn the specific portion of Chumash of that day, meaning the Pasha is split up into seven parts. So Chamishi Purim this year, which is Thursday, is the portion of Chumash from Kisisa Chamishi Tol Shishi. Clearly, everything is Bashgacha Pratis. Number one, this is the Pasha that the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, Mordechai min HaTorah Minayin Shenemar, V'yata kach lecha b'samim roish mor deroyer v'umetargamino meira dachya. Mordechai is mor deroyer. Mor deroyer, of course, is in this week's parasha, Parshas Kisisa. Mor deroyer is in the topic of the Shemen HaMishcha. It was an incense. Mor deroyer. The Farshim discuss in detail exactly what this was. The Rambam says it was the blood, it was derived from the blood of an animal that was not kosher. The Ramban talks about it. The Ravid argues with the Rambam because he says it's not shaykh. They would use that as part of the Shemen HaMishcha if it was a derivative of something impure. The Ramban is Meirich on this, and he connects it also with the ingredient of the Ketoiris known as Moir, Mem Vav Resh. We know that the Ketoiris had 11 ingredients. Parsha speaks here about the Shemen HaMishcha, and then afterwards about the Ketoiris. So, those of us who say the Parsha of the Ketoiris every day are familiar with the Braisa. Achadas es hamonim hoyevav elu hein hatsori v'hatzipoyer en hachelbena v'halavoyna moyer u'kitsiyo shiboylis ner. Among the 11 samimonim was moyer, mem vav resh, and the Ramban and others say that that is the same as the mor deror of the Shemen HaMishcha. What exactly does this mean that Mordechai is hinted in the word mor deror? Because Unkele says meiro dachya. So what is it, just like Purim Torah? It sounds like Mordechai. So what does Mordechai have to do with mor deror? Was Mordechai a spice? Was he an herb? What does it mean? Mordechai min ha'Torah minayin shenem ha'mor deror mitagamino on meiro dachya. And the fact that the Mefarshim connect mor to moyer tells us that there's a connection to the ingredient mor among the 11 ingredients in the Ketoiris also to Mordechai, since it's really the same. The Kamarna was the Eichel HaBracha, writes in his Perush on Siddur, and so does the famous Reb Koppel, who wrote a Siddur based on the teachings of the Arizal. So he says, Moyer Kitsiya and Shiboyles Neyard. Moyer, he says, is Chesed, Kitsiya is Gevura, and Shiboyles Neyard is Teferis. So he says, Moyer is Avraham Avinu, who went to the Akedah, which is in Har HaMoyriah, and the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is called Har HaMoyriah, and in fact the entire Yerushalayim is also referred to as Eretz HaMoyriah. So Rashi tells us there in the Parsha of the Akedah, one of the reasons that it's called Moiria Yerushalayim, Al Shem Avoidus HaKetoiris Sheyesh Boi Moir, Neir Dushar Besamim, but specifically Moir. Moir is mentioned here, although there were many other ingredients. So we see clearly Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash connected to this ingredient called Mor, which Mordechai is hinted in the word Mor Deror, which is Mor Meirudachia. And Mor is Chesed. That's Avram Avinu. Avram is Behar HaMor. We find in Shir Hashirim. Shir Hashirim, it says, Kapitel Vav, I believe, or Dalit, Pasuk Vav. We read the Pasuk that says, Eilech li el Har HaMoir. I go to Har HaMoir, and Har HaMoir, as Rashi says here, is Har HaMoiriya. Eilech li el Har HaMoir. Har HaMoiriya bebeis olamim. And the other, Reikeach is Meirich too, but this is referring to Avram Avinu, who went to the Akedah, Behar HaMoiriya, where Hashem appears to him. Har HaMoir, Har HaMoiriya, Mekoyim beis HaMikdash, Hashchina tovoy shomo le'osid lovoy. So what does this have to do with Purim? What does this have to do with Mordechai specifically? And every year, Purim falls out in the week of Kisisa. Clearly, this is a clear remez to Purim. But this year, Purim is Thursday, when we read and lane the part of, again, not the laning, the laning of Purim is Parashat B'Shalach, but the Parasha of the week, the Kriya that one does every day, the portion of the week that has to do with the Parasha, is between Chamishi and Shishi. And there we read about, for the first time, Vayavar Hashem Alpona Vayikra, Hashem Hashem Keil Racham V'chanan Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emes, the Yud Gimel Midois HaRachamim, mentioned for the first time in Chumash, in this portion between Chamishi and Shishi, which this year will be on Purim. And Purim is connected to the Yud Gimel Midois HaRachamim Ki Yadua, that on Purim, there's a revelation of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and one of the Yud Gimel Midos is Rav Chesed. Tells us the Svarim, the Imre Emes brings it down from the Sfas Emes, it's mentioned before too, that Rav Chesed is Begematria Mordechai. Rav Chesed, that seems to indicate that Mordechai was an Ish HaChesed. Mor is Chesed, that's what the Kamarna says, Mor is Chesed, that's Avram Avinu, El Eretz HaMoiriya, Eilech Li El Har HaMoir. The Ibn Ezra says at the end of the Megillah, in the last Pasuk, Ki Godol Mordechai, Ki Mordechai Yehudi, Godol, Mishnah LaMelech HaChashverosh, Doiresh Toiv LaAmoy, says the Ibn Ezra, Doiresh Toiv means that he was looking to do good. Normally, you see someone collecting tzedakah, you give him tzedakah. Someone asks you for a favor, you do him a favor. Someone wants to borrow money, you lend him money. It doesn't say you have to go out into the street and look for aniyim. You have to look to do chesed. Mordechai was a doyresh toiv la'amoy. He says the Ibn Ezra, he went out looking for those that he can bestow kindness. He was a doyresh toiv la'amoy. He's rav chesed. And that's what Purim is all about. Purim is the Yom Tov of Ahavas Chesed. Haman said, Ze Einenu Shoiveli. Haman is the total opposite of a Baal Chesed. Haman, Amalek, is only interested in themselves, in himself. Haman is a Baal Gaiva of the highest, the most arrogant. Everyone is bowing down to him except for one person. He can't handle it. Ze einenu shoiveli. If he doesn't bow to me, it's all worthless. How could he say it's all worthless? He's the richest, he's the most powerful man in the Persian kingdom, but one person doesn't bow to him. So ze einenu shoiveli. A yid has to be the total opposite. A yid has to be an oyhev chesed, like it says in Micha. Not just that we do kindness, but we love to do it. Doyresh toiv la'amoy, rav chesed. In order for us to bring down chesed of Hashem, and we need his chesed, we have to do chesed. And the chesed we have to do has to be in an oifen of ahavas chesed, to be mevatel the klipa of Haman, who said, ze einenu shoiveli. Ahavas chesed is begematria ze einenu shoiveli. Ahavas Chesed is begematria va'ameich kulam tzaddikim. In order to be tzaddikim, and especially in a time like now when we're not the kind of tzaddikim that is really required of us, but Chesed, that's possible. And we see in our generation a tremendous explosion of Chesed like never before. Ahavas Chesed. And that itself is a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael in these serious and dangerous times, that the Ahavas Chesed of Klal Yisrael will certainly bring down the Chesed Hashem, especially in the week of Purim. Rav Chesed Begematria Mordechai. Meira Dachya. One interpretation of Dachya is poor people. A poor person is called a Dach. Dach Nichlam. Meira Dachya. He was the Rav Chesed. That was, he was the Mora. Meira means the Mora, the Balabayas over the poor people. He was constantly giving tzedakah and doing chesed for the dalim and the roshim, for the aniyim and the evyoinim. Mordechai instituted matonos lo evyoinim. And evyoinim, literally, the destitutes, those who have no money, those who have no means, and the evyoinim beruchnius. Purim is the yomtiv for the evyoinim beruchnius. That even those, as we mentioned many times, that there seems to be no tikkun for them. Mordechai was mesakein Purim atonis le'evyoinim for them. Reb Shlomo Kluger writes that on Pesach, before Pesach, the first halacha, in fact, in Hilchos Pesach, which is supposed to start learning this week, the 30 days before, on Purim itself, is about mo'ez chitim, which is also chesed, tzedakah. And he says the idea is that until we have the Beis HaMikdash and we bring the Korban Pesach, the main avodah of Pesach is the Korban Pesach. And until we do that, we give tzedakah as a substitute. Gedoyla tzedakah yoysim yikol ha-korbonos. So the tzedakah that we give prior to Pesach, which is the Mo'ez Chitim, is instead of the Korban Pesach. Matanos le'evyoinim, that's the Shoyal and V'dorshan, the Hilchus HaPesach. We begin learning Hilchus Pesach 30 days before, and the first halacha is about Mo'ez Chitim. That's Matanos le'evyoinim. That's the Matanos le'evyoinim that Mordechai enacted on Purim, the 30 days prior to Pesach, b'mkoyim karbonos. And that's the essence of Purim. The essence of Purim is chesed, and to be ma'orer chesed from Shamayim, Rav chesed begematria Mordechai. Parshas Kisisa has 139 psukim. So the simon to remember how many psukim the parsha has is Chananel. Chananel is equal to 139. Every parsha has its simon to remember how many psukim the parsha has. What does Chananel mean? Chonan, Kael. Chanina from Hashem. Mercy from Hashem. It's a time that we need Chanina. We need mercy from Hashem. And the way to be zoicha to the Chanina from Hashem is that we have mercy on those who need us to have mercy. And that's the whole idea of the Yod Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The Yod Gimel Midos HaRachamim, when they're said, as Rashi brings here, they always work. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you mentioned Chus Avos. Chus Avos comes to an end sometimes. Tamos Chus Avos. What happens when Tamos Chus Avos, when there's no more Chus Avos? So then you have to invoke the Yod Gimel Midos HaRachamim, which Hashem teaches to Moshe here. And in the midst of the Yud Gimel Midas, there's a large Nun. Noitzer Chesed La'alochem. That's the Nun Rabosi. In Chumash, there are a number of large and smaller letters than the average. Like the first letter of Chumash, the Beis of Bereshis is a Beis Rabosi. Here, there's a Nun Rabosi. This is the only Nun Rabosi in Chumash. And this is also related to Purim. Because Purim is the Yom Tov in which Haman wanted to prepare for, he did, he prepared for Mordechai to be hung on a Nun Rabosi, on a large, on an Eitz Gavoya, Chamishim Amma. 50 Amma, as all the Svarim speak about, that he wanted to bring us down into the Shar HaNun of Tumah. Asher Karcha Baderech, that's Hamolek, that's Minus and Znus, which is the Shar HaNun of Tumah that we find ourselves in our time. Purim is the Shah Hanun of Bina. Purim is the Shah Hanun of Kedusha, which is Lamaila Min Adat. That's Adela Yodat. That's the Nun Rabosi. Nun Rabosi, in the words here of Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim, in the midst of the Yud Gimel Midai Serachamim, where it says Rav Chesed Begematria Mordechai, through the Avoida of Chesed, we invoke, we bring down the Shah Hanun, the Nun Rabosi. Nun Rabosi is b'gematria the word hapurim b'milua. If you take the word hapurim, hey pei vav resh yud mem, it says in the Megillah, yemei hapurim ha'ela. So hapurim b'milua, which is considered al pizoyah, the highest form of gematria when it's with the ois b'milua, hapurim b'milua is equal to nun rabasi, because purim is the nun rabasi. The nun rabasi over here, noitzer chesed lo alofim, to counter the eitz gavoya chamishim ama of Haman, who now is Nislavesh and the Sar Malchus Poras, as mentioned in the previous weeks, threatening to annihilate Rachman al Islam, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Lekad Yoda, Lishna Bisha, Kahaman, and every generation, there are those, Bechol Dor Vador, Oim Demolein of Chaloisenu, Hakodish Baruch, Matzilein, and Miyoda. And that's what's currently being discussed. It's very clear, and one hears it now, Beferish, on every station you hear that that's what they're talking about, that's what the candidates are talking about, that's what the president is speaking about, trying to justify his shita about this. Clearly, this is the hot item on the news now, the situation in Poras. So we need Rachamei Shamayim, just like they needed then, Rachamei Shamayim. We need the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the Nun Rabasi, to counter the Eitz Gavoya Hamishim Amma, which now the world is enveloped in the Shar Hanun of Tumah. Right before the Gilui of the Shar Hanun of Kedusha is the Shar Hanun of Tumah. The Choshech, the Hester, Panim, is much worse, is the worst at the end, prior to the Gilui, there's the Hester, just like right before the Nes of Purim. Vayehi b'me'ach ha'shveirosh, vayehi aloshin sa'ar, and there was an estimate at Torah Menayin Shanem, v'anoichi haster aster ponai. Comes Mordechai, Meira Dachia, and Mordechai is mehapech the din into chesed, gevura into chesed. The pasuk says, vayavar Mordechai. An interesting, a pillar, that the portion of Chumash of Purim this year, again, between Chamishi and Shishi, also has the word Vayavar. Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikra. And it says in the Megillah, Vayavar Mordechai. Gemara darshins many drushes on the words Vayavar. He crossed over the river, Vayavar, he was over al HaTorah by ordering everyone to fast on Pesach. They didn't eat matzah, they didn't drink the Dalet Kaisers. Hevir al Hadas. Vayavar tells us the Imre Emes is a combination of two words, of two numerical values. He says Vayavar is equal to Chesed and Gevura. Vayavar, if you look at the word Vayavar, the Vav Yud Reish, that's 216, is equal to Gevura. The Ayin Beis is equal to Chesed. That's Chesed Gevura. Mordechai was Mahapech, the Gevura, the Din into Chesed. Vayavar Mordechai, just like Hashem did over here. Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikra. Hashem is Mahapech the Din. Klal Yisrael were under a tremendous Midas HaDin due to Chet HaEgel in this week's parasha, similar to the Hishtach Avul Tzelem in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Vayeshev Ha'om Le'echol V'shosai Ayakumu L'tzachei, because it says in this week's parasha, which is similar to the Nenu Mesudosai Shaloisai Rosha. And they thought that Moshe died. The Satan showed them an illusion of Moshe Meis. So that's it. He's not coming back. Just like Achashverosh says, there's no more Beis HaMikdash. And he makes a Suda. And here it says, Vayeshev Ha'om Lechol V'shosav, Yekumu L'tzachek. So Klal Yisrael are under tremendous Midas HaDin in this week's parasha, like they were in the time of Purim. Vayavar Hashem Alpono Vayikra. Hashem is Mahapech, the Din, to Chesed, the Gevura to Chesed, the Rav Chesed, Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim, the Nun Rabosi, and Klal Yisrael are saved. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mecheini no misifrucha shekosofta. Moshe Rabbeinu risks his life, his whole connection to Torah for Klal Yisrael, the same thing that Esther and Mordechai do. Esther even more than Mordechai, because Esther, as we mentioned, risks her marriage. She gives up her marriage. She goes to Achashverosh Beratzai. She's no longer allowed to be with Mordechai. She risked her life. Achas dosai lohamis. She did an Aveiro v'chayra. Godoy la'aveiro l'shma. To be matzal klal Yisrael, eis lasis la Hashem, hey feiru, toira secha, vayavo and Mordechai, he was over al adas. they had to fast on Pesach. They were mevatel the mitzvah of achilas matzah and shtias dalut kaisais, because Klal Yisrael are greater than the Torah. Klal Yisrael come first. Vayavar Mordechai. Heferu Torah Secha. And that was mehapech the din to chesed. Vatisochein v'chesed. Lefonov, it says in the Megillah. Chesed. That's how many hours Esther fast, asked to fast. 72 hours. Kemisper chesed. Chesed is begamatria 72. The year we're in now is Tovshin Ayin Beis. Tomorrow is Yud Gimel Adar Tov Shinayin Beis. Yud Gimel Adar Tov Shinayin Beis is Begematria Mashiach ben David Mashiach ben Yosef. Halavai. It's Tov Shinayin Beis, the year of Ayin Beis, the year of Chesed. What's required of us is Ahavas Chesed. Mishloach Manois Ishlerei Ehu is not so much Chesed, that's more promoting Ahavas Yisrael, Ahava Ben Ishlerei Ehu. But Matanos Le'Avyonim, that's Ahavas Chesed. Matanos Le'Avyonim, in order for every Yid, even those who are Avyonim, to be Zoichet to the Nes of Purim B'Shana Zu. And as all the Svarim speak about it, the Bermayim Chaim has a Sefer on the Megillah where he brings down that Purim, Rabbi Shua of Belz also says, Rabbi Shua of Belz, that Purim is different than the other Nisim. He says the other Nisim are only every year we remember, we commemorate, it's a Zeicher, but Purim, he says, every year the actual Ha'orah that came down on Purim, Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther, the exact same Ha'orah comes into the world every year on Purim. So every year it's the same Ha'orah as it was then in the time of the Megillah, and perhaps we could say it's even more, because the Hester Panim is greater today. We don't have a Mordechai ve'Esther. So the Hester Panim today is much more than it was. The concealment is much greater now than it was in the time of Mordechai and Esther. And that was called a Hester Panim. So imagine the Purim that we are mamshich through our Avodah of the Mitzvahs Hayoim, especially in the Matanis Le'Avyoinim and the Ahavas Chesed, how much Chesed we can bring down into the world for Klal Yisrael and the Havdal, even for the Umois. The whole world needs Chesed now. The world needs a Yeshua. This is the week of Yeshua. This is the week of Purim, which in many Svarim, according to what it says in all the Svarim, Purim is the greatest Yom Tov, the last Yom Tov of the year, the Acharis Hashanah, higher than Yom HaKippurim, and even after Mashiach comes, V'imei HaPurim Ve'ele Lo Yavru Mitoich HaYehudim V'zichram Lo Yosef Mizarim, and as some say that Purim is greater than Yemos HaMashiach, Purim is Olam Haba. So Purim comes from the year 6000. Purim comes, it's a ha'orah from the future, from the Asad Lavai, when we're going to be drinking the Yayin HaMashumar Ba'anovav, as it says in the Gemara and the Midrashim, Ayin Le'irasa Le'kim Zulasecha, Olam Haba, no one knows what it is. Yemos HaMashiach, we know what they are. The Gemara says, Ein Bein Olam Hasad, Yemos HaMashiach, Elashibit Malkis Bulvad, Kol HaNeviim Le'inisnabu El Yemos HaMashiach. All the prophecies of Yeshaya and all the prophecies that talk about the future are only talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Olam Haba, says the Gemara, no one knows what that is, not even Moshe Rabbeinu. Ayin loy ro'asa lekim zulasecha. We have absolutely no knowledge of what's going to be after the year 6000, which is the Yom Shekulei Shabbos Menucha L'chayei Ha'olamim, and that's where Purim comes from. That's why Purim is Ad Lo Yoda. That's why Purim makes no sense. That's why on Purim everyone's crazy, because it's crazy. It's not. It has no shaychus to this world. It comes from the future where no one saw it yet. Ayin loy ro'asa lekim zulasecha, and that's this week. This is the Shavua Shechalboy. We talk about the other Shavua Shechalboy, which is Tisha B'Av. That week is known as the Shavua Shechalboy. This is the Shavua Shechalboy of Purim. So this is a week where one can be poel, as the Svarim tell us, tremendous Yeshuas, if we don't waste our time with nonsense. And we utilize the Tfilos, there are those who have a minhag, the night of Purim, to say the entire Tehillim. Especially to say Kapitel Chav Beis. Kapitel Chav Beis is the Kapitel of Tehillim that Esther said on her way into Achashverosh. And here we have a Dvar Pella again, that the portion of Chumash between Chamishi and Shishi of Parshas Kisisa is the only place in the entire Chumash where Rashi brings down Kapitel Chav Beis of Tehillim. Rashi tells us over here that Kael, which is one of the Yudgimel Midos HaRachamim, is Rachamim. Kael is Rachamim. How do we know that? So Rashi quotes, V'cheinu Oimer, Kaili, Kaili, Lama Azavtoni, Tehillim Chav Beis. V'ein Loimar, Lamidas Hadin, Lama Azavtoni. You don't say to Lamidas Hadin, why have you forsaken me? So Kael is Midas HaRachamim. This is the capital that Esther said when she went into Achashverosh. She said to Hashem, Kaili, Lamanatzeach, Alayeles HaShachar. Gemara in Yuma says, that's Esther, Soiv Kolanisim, Kapitel Chav Beis of Tehillim, in this week's parasha, and in this year, between Chamishi and Shishi, which Purim falls out this year, on Thursday. The entire capital, that Esther was begging Hashem to save her from Haman. The whole capital is talking about what Esther davens for on her way into Achashverosh. That's Mordoror. So Mordoror, freedom from Doror means freedom. Doror is Cheirus. Cheirus, ukrosem deroyer bo'oretz, freedom, emancipation, yoivel. Yoivel, Yom Kippur we know is associated with yoivel. Yoivel is associated with Yom HaKippurim. It's on Yom Kippur that we blow shofar in the year of yoivel, and everyone goes free. Purim is deroyer, more deroyer. On Purim, everyone is freed. On Purim, everyone can free themselves from all Ra, from Mor b'gematria amolek. Mor deror is the concept of an ahapoichu. Here we take an item which is not kosher, as the Rambam says, from the Dam Chaya. And the Rambam says, Dam Chaya Yodua. Rishonim say, this is the famous animal that was connected to the ground. The Mishnah says, in Kalayim Adnei Hazod, that was called Yodoya. The oivy, the oini, they used to use the bones from these animals for sorcery. They would use it to tell the future. Rashi talks about this in the Parashas Kedoshim, where the Torah talks to us about the prohibition of going to those who practice this sort of magic called yidoini. It's an animal that's connected to the ground. Today it probably doesn't exist, but there was such an animal at one time. The Gros said that Esav knew how to hunt this animal. That's why it says Esav was a Yoideya Tsayid. He knew how to hunt the Yoideya. So it's called Yoideya. It's connected with the Eitz HaDa'as. Da'as. Amalek is Da'as the Klipa. Amalek is the one who instills all the kashas and the sveikas and the philosophy and the chakirois. That's the Shahanun of Tumma leading to Minus. All the questions that the atheists pose, all the questions, all the steerers, Hayesh Hashem Bekribenu and Moyen, which leads to Vayovay Amolek, that's Das of Klipa. That's the Odoya. That's what the Mor Deror, the blood of the Mor Deror is an ingredient that was derived from that very animal called the Odoya, which Esav knows how to hunt, and it was Nishapech, and it became part of the Shemen HaMishcha, and later part of the Ketores, and it became a Dovah Shebekedusha, and Mordechai is hinted in Mor Deror, because Mordechai gave us the Yom Tov of Purim, which is higher than Yodaya, because it's Adela Yoda. Emuna, a Yid can get out of this. A Yid is able to elevate himself above the world, above all the kashas, because a Yid has Emuna. Without Emuna, we fall. But with the Koyach of Emuna, which is the Shah Hanun of Kedusha, which is Yoivel, which is Purim, which is Adela Yoda, a Yid frees himself from all the questions. And he's zeichet to a tikkun from the Chet Eitz HaDa'as. The Eitz HaDa'as, the tree of knowledge, having to know everything. The Chet HaEgel, they said to Aaron, Lo Yodanu Mehoyle, we don't know what happened to him. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? We don't know what happened. And Aaron says, who says you have to know? Why do you have to know everything? Have Emunah, Aaron said. He said he's coming back. He's coming back. Have Emunah. Vayar ha'om ki boishesh Moshe l'redes min ha'or. So right away there are kashas and sveikas and amuna, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu said he's coming, he's not. That's what it seemed. They were off. They miscalculated the same way Achashverosh miscalculated, the same way Baal Shetzer miscalculated, Daniel miscalculated, as the Gemara says. So they also miscalculated, and that led to the Chet HaEgel, lack of amuna. Lo yodanu mehoyaloi. And Aaron is trying to push them off and hoping that it won't lead to the Chet HaEgel. So Purim is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Purim, the Yom Tov of Ad Lo Yoda, the Nun Rabosi, is Metaher Klal Yisrael, like the mikvah is Metaher Klal Yisrael. Yom Kippur, we all know, Yom Kippur, it says the last mission in Yuma, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Mi Metaher Eschem, V'lefnei Mi'ata Metaharen, Shenema, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Yom Kippur is the mikvah. Yom Kippur is Metaher Klal Yisrael. So Purim is higher than Yom Kippur. So Purim is certainly a mikvah that's Metaher Klal Yisrael. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem is also the gematria Nun Rabosi. HaPurim B'miluoi. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Purim is Metaher Klal Yisrael. Mordechai was the Metaher. The Mishnah says in Shkolim that Mordechai's name was Psachia. Psachia Alakinen. Psachia Zeh Mordechai. What did Mordechai do? What did Psachia do? He was appointed, his job was to take care of the kinin, of the birds that the women who gave birth and the zavais and the mitzayroyim you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, all those who were contaminated, all those who were tamei, Mordechai dealt with their karbanos, and Mordechai was metaher those who brought the kinin, psachia ala kinin. Mordechai is psachia. Mordechai is the lashon of madrich. Mordechai is Osius madrich, hamadricheinu al bamos oyveinu. Mordechai was a madrich, he was a teacher, he was a guide. Imre Emes brings down that which the Mishnah says in Shkolim, that on Chamisha Asa Ba'adah, Mesaknin Es Hadrochim. He said, Mordechai gave us a new derech in Yahadus, a new movement in Yiddishkeit, where everyone has a tikkun. Mordechai, he's the madrich of Klal Yisrael, Doireish Toiv La'amoi. Mordechai is the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, which says Mordechai is the neshama of Mashiach. Mordechai is Melamed Tzchus on every single Yid. More deror, that a Yid could be mehapech himself totally, no matter how low he fell. The Horaya, more deror. What is more deror? It comes from the dam chaya hayadua, a dam, the dam of an animal that's tomei, and it experiences deror. It goes through a purification process. That's Purim. Purim, every Yid is zeichet to a tikkun. Obviously, it's through Avoida, it's through Tshuva, the Tshuva of Tainus Esther, the Tshuva prior to Purim. Adar is like Elul. Elul was the month that prepared us for Yom Kippur. And it's interesting too that this portion of Chumash between Chamishi and Shishi, which again is the portion of Chumash of Purim, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Pisola Chashnei Luchais Avonim Karishayin, was Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should go up to Har Sinai for the third time. It's Rosh Chodesh Elul. Adar and Elul are one and the same. Elul is Rosh Hatevis Ish L'Rei Eihu U'matonais L'Evyonim, which in Adar, that is what we do in Adar. Elul just stands for that, but Adar is what we do. Because Elul is the last month of the year from Tishrei, Adar is the last month of the year from Nisan. Both are months of Tshuva. Both are months that we can turn ourselves around. But Elul is Tshuva Miyira. Purim, Adar, is Tshuva Me'ahava. Tshuva Me'ahava is much higher than Tshuva Me'ira. Tshuva Me'ira turns our Zedainais into Shgogais, as the Gemara says in Yuma. But Tshuva Me'ahava has the power to turn our Averis into Mitzvahs. The Averis become Mitzvahs. V'nahapoichu, asher yishlo to Yehudim heimah b'sayneihem. That's a greater level of Tshuva. Ahavas Chesed. The Lashon of Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos, Hodor Kiblu Ademeach Hashverosh, Me Ahavas Hanes. That Klal Yisrael was Makabel the Torah once again from Ahava. So Purim is the Yom Tov of Ahava, but at the same time there has to be Yira. As mentioned many times, Ahava alone is dangerous, because Ahava alone can lead to the wrong things. There has to be Yira to balance the Ahava. That's Yerushalayim, Yira Sholem. Yira and Ahava, Yira Sholem, Yira and Ahava together. That's Yerushalayim, Har HaMor. So Mordechai is the Rav Chesed. Mordechai is the Ish HaChesed, of the Ish of Ahav. But at the same time, Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahol V'Samecha, Beroysam Yachat, Tcheles Mordechai. Mordechai is walking around with the Tcheles. The Tcheles of the Tzitzis bring us to fear, to Yira. Purim was a very joyous occasion, there's no question about it, and everyone's dancing in the streets, and everyone's jumping up and down, and getting drunk, and like, and all that, but we have to remember that there's also Yira. We shouldn't get carried away. That's the Tcheles, that Mordechai was walking around with the Tcheles of the Tzitzis. Tcheles doima liyam, yam doima lirakiya, rakiya doima lakisi Yaakov, as mentioned in previous weeks. That's the Tcheles, the Chelozoin, that's from the portion of land of Zavulun, which the Aris of Ash says, that's Chodesh Adar. But at the same time, the Ahava, there has to be Yira to balance the Ahava. Yira Shamayim, that's what was lacking by the Mishta of Achashverosh. Yira Shamayim was lacking. That's why they went to the party. That's what was lacking by the Chet HaEgel. So Purim is the shiluv, it's the fusion. Mordechai vayavar is mahapech the gevura to chesed. But Mordechai at the same time, who's promoting chesed, ahavas chesed and ahavas Yisrael and matanis la'avyonim, but beroisam yachat tcheles Mordechai. You have to remember the tcheles. You have to remember the yira. Not to forget. Which is the Shahanun of Tumah. On Purim, we were zoicha to the opposite. We were zoicha to the Shahanun of Kedusha. But the only way to get there is to remember, not to forget. Loi tishkach. Zochair eis ashrasel lecha Amalek. Loi tishkach. Don't forget. Amalek wants you to forget. Haman wants you to forget. Achashverosh wants you to forget. Achashverosh says there's no hope. The Pasuk says there is. Yesh tikva la'acharisech. And that's what Rashi brings, interestingly enough, again over here, where it talks about the Yudgimul Midai Sarachamim. So Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions Chus Avos. So Rashi brings here, you only mention Chus Avos. What happens when there's no more Chus Avos? You mention Schus Avos, and you think that when there's no Schus Avos, Ein Oid Tikva. There's no hope anymore. Comes along Hashem and teaches Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos, that there is Tikva. Yesh Tikva. Yud Gimel Midos is Begamatria Ahavas Chesed. Ahavas Chesed invokes the Yud Gimel Midos. The Yud Gimel Midos. Yudgimul Midos Harachamim, Begamatria, Ahavas Chesed. Ahavas Chesed invokes the Yudgimul Midos Harachamim. And Yesh Tikva, yes, there is hope. Don't listen to Achashverosh. Achashverosh is Begamatria Yesh Tikva. Because he's the opposite. Achashverosh tried to instill lack of Tikva. There is no hope. Like Nochash, Begamatria, Mashiach, the Arizal says, because they're opposites. So they share the same Gematria, but the idea is because Mashiach will be Mesakein the Chet HaNochash. Yesh Tikva is Mesakein. That which Achashverosh tried to instill in Klal Yisrael, that there is no tikva. Yid has to know that there is. And in our time, when things seem gloomy, when things seem very, very scary, a Yid has to know, Higi Azman Geulaschem, the Medrash, that everyone is quoting. Shana Shemelech HaMashiach Nigla, by Melech Paras Megarab, by Melech Arvi. Everyone's scared. Everyone's running around like a chicken without a head. Everyone's nervous. Everyone's scared. What's going to happen? Bonai al tisyoru, says the Yalkut. Higi hazeman geulaschem. A Yid has to know that everything that happens here is all l'toivaseinu. Yesh tikva. Hashem didn't make all of this for nothing. All the nisim that occurred in the last so many years were all not, they're not going to waste. It's all for a purpose. It's all to lead, like the Nes of Purim, the whole Megillah. At the end of the story, we look back and we see that, and we understand every single detail. It's all part of one main, major story. Says the Baal Shem Tov, "Akoyreis haMegillah Mafreya Lo Yotza." What does that mean? Besides the literal understanding, you're not allowed to read the Megillah backwards. Why would anyone read the Megillah backwards? Who would do that? Says the Baal Shem Tov, if someone reads the Megillah and believes that it's Lamafreya, that it's something that happened a long time ago, it's not Negeya today. It's Lo Yotza. You have to apply the teachings of Megillah's Esther to Tov Shenayin Beis. You have to apply the teachings of the Megillah that Hashem is everywhere, Megillas Esther, to reveal the Nitzitz Elokus, even in the Hester, as the Sfarim say, Megillas Esther, to Megala, that Hashem exists even in the Hester. That has to be applied today, as much as it was applied then. It has to be applied today, and more so now, when the Hester upon him is even greater. Akairis HaMegillah Mafreyas, Lo Yotza. So we have to apply all the teachings of the Megillah to now. And what the Yidin was zeichet to then, they will be zeichet to now. And the same way they were zeichet to it then, we'll be zeichet to it now through the same avoid. The avoid of them was tshuva. No one says you have to fast 3 days. But there is a tainus before Purim. That's tainus esther. That's tomorrow. So instead of having to be geizer tainus because of the situation today, we have a tainus tomorrow. That's anyway part of the Purim, the tainus that precedes it. Certainly it's a zman that everyone should be mispalel for the current situation. And to be mispalel for all the evyonim of Klal Yisrael, for all the chaylim of Klal Yisrael mentioned here. Ayala Tamar Bas Esther should have a refuah shalema. Purim is a time for refuah shalema. Doiresh Toiv La'ama is begamatria refuah shalema. If everyone is Doiresh Toiv, Hashem will send the refuah shalema. Well, how do we see that Purim is a time of refuah? Because Purim is Kabbalah HaTorah. By Kabbalah HaTorah it says, V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koylois, that every person that was sick was healed. Kol ha'choylim nisrapu, nisrapu kol ha'mumim. Even those who were terminally ill, even those that the doctors said that there's absolutely no hope for, there's nothing you can do about it, they all were healed prior to Matan Torah. Purim, kiyimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, kiyimu ma'asha kiblu kvar. So Purim is Kabbalah HaTorah me'ahava, Kabbalah HaTorah me'chadosh, Torah chadosh me'iti teitzei. Certainly Purim has the power to heal. And the tefillos that we daven during this time can bring about refuah shalema and all the hitzarchiyos, all the needs, the Klal Yisrael, Amcha Yisrael, Tzvichim, the Parnasa, all the needs of Klal Yisrael. Certainly this is a time that we can be mispalel, as the Zohar says, that the months of Adar, Nisan, and Iyar, these 3 months specifically the Zohar mentions, are months of Kibul Tfilos, especially Adar. Adar was originally Din. Adar was not a month of Chesed at all. Adar was a month of Gevura, the month in which we lost Moshe Rabbeinu, that 3,000 halachas were forgotten. Makas Chayshech was in Adar, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael were wiped out during Makas Chaydish, which was in Chaydish Adar, which is why Haman says the Rekeach in his Perush on the Megillah, why Haman was happy when the Goyal was Adar, because he figured if the 4/5 of the Jews died in Adar, it's a good month for him to be Geyzer Gzeir on Yidin. So the Nahapaychu, through the Koyach of Tefillah, of Tshuva, of Tainis, that Mordechai and Esther and Klal Yisrael mahapech the entire chaydish forever as a chaydish of sasayim v'simcha v'ayhudim ha'yisayir v'simcha v'sasayim v'yikar and of kibul tefilos ad yameinu elu and ad bechlal. And especially that many believe that we are now currently in the period known as Chevlei Moshiach. As mentioned last week, Chevlei Moshiach is begamatria tzoyim koil mamayin. Through Tzoyim Koil Mamon, which is Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, as it says on the top of this, in the Machzorim, on top of Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah, the words Tzoyim Koil Mamon, we can alleviate the Chevlei Moshiach, the Chevlei Leida. It could be an easy birth, a fast, painless birth. It's up to us. The name of this week's parasha is Ki Sisa. Sisa means, besides to accept, to count, means to uplift. This is a very uplifting parasha. This is the parasha that tells us that every year has a tikkun, that even after the Chet HaEgel, it says Lech Reid, then later it says Lech Alei. This is the parasha where, even after such a chet like the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael was zeichet to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, Vayavar Hashem Al Ponav, V'rav chesed, noitzer chesed la'alofim, nun rabosi, v'solachta la'avoyneinu, v'lechatoseinu, v'lechaltonu, which is the siyum of the shir chumash of the Yom HaPurim, of the Parashas HaShavua. And we read this week the Haftarah of Eliyahu HaNavi. Normally, the Shabbos after Purim is Parashas Parah. This year it's not. When Purim is Thursday, Parashas Parah is next Shabbos. So this year we get to read the story of Eliyahu HaNavi b'Har HaKarmel. So we have Eliyahu HaNavi with us this week. We have Malach Michoel, as mentioned in the previous weeks, and we have Eliyahu HaNavi, those who say it in the Gunim of Moitzoy Shabbos, it's mentioned there specifically in the Hamavdil, Michoel and Eliyahu come together. Eliyahu and Michoel come to be Mevaser, the Geula. Michoel is here, because the Torah talks to us here about the Malach that Moshe Rabbeinu asked that Hashem not send the Malach, wait till after his Petira. That's Malach Michoel, and we have in the Haftarah Eliyahu HaNavi. And the same we have in the Megillah. As we mentioned the Medrash last week, that while Haman was busy prosecuting Klal Yisrael, Malach Michal was busy defending us. And Eliyahu HaNavi, as the Medrash says, that's Charvoina. V'gam Charvoina Zochor L'Toiv. Why do we even mention Charvoina? Charvoina, we notice at the beginning of the Megillah, says Charvoina with an Aleph at the end. Then later, when it says in the Megillah that Charvoina mentions that he gam hine ha'etz asher osa haman l'mor l'chay asher diber toiv al ha'melech oimei b'veis haman gavoya chamishim amad. There it says v'ayome Charvoina with a hay. Before it says it with an olive. The Rekeach makes note of this. He just says before it's with an olive, here it's with a hay. So Svarim say, because this is not the same Charvoina, this is Eliyahu HaNavi. Words in Tanakh that are Aramaic or Persian end with an aleph. When they're Lashon HaKodesh, they end with a hey. So Charvoina before is with an aleph. That's the real Charvoina. In Perek Aleph, the individual known as Charvoina was one of the Persian officials. Here we're talking about a different Charvoina. This was Eliyahu HaNavi who was mislabesh in the goof of Charvoina. They thought it was Charvoina. But really it's Eliyahu HaNavi. That's why we say Zochur La, the Gam Charvoina, Zochur La Toiv. Who do we say Zochur La Toiv about? We say Eliyahu HaNavi Zochor LaToiv. So Charvoina is not really the one who we're mentioning. We're mentioning really Eliyahu HaNavi. The nest was Behester, so people thought that it was Charvoina, but really it was Eliyahu HaNavi. The Gam Charvoina Zochor LaToiv. So in the Megillah we see Michael, we see Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Mevaser. Eliyahu HaNavi was there in Paras, being Mevaser, the Geula of Purim, which is the prelude to the Geula of Pesach, Mismach Geula LeGeula. This year we get to read the Haftarah of Eliyahu HaNavi, which ends off Hashem Huho Elohim, Hashem Huho Elohim, that everyone recognizes that Hashem Huho Elohim, there's no doubt about it. It's a similar story to the Parshas of the Eagle with Moshe Rabbeinu. Same thing over there, Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. That's why this is the Haftarah that was chosen for Parshas Kisisa. And at the same time, by Purim, we had Mordechai. Mordechai and Esther together did what Eliyahu did Bahar HaKarmel, which is also a Bechina of Heferu Teiruzecha. The Eliyahu is makriv Bahar HaKarmel, which was an Isser. It's an Isser Doiraisa. Yishom Elucha Pentalo Eloiseucha B'chol Mokam Ashatiri. You're not allowed to be makriv Karbonis Michutz L'Yerushalayim. And Eliyahu was makriv Bahar HaKarmel because it was an Eis Lasis Lashem Heferu Teiruzecha, a matzav of Heferu Oisius Hapur Purim Al Shem Hapur. Hapur is Oisius Heferu. Just like in the time of the Megillah, they were over of the Torah to be matzal klal Yisrael. They fasted on Pesach. Esther goes into Achashverosh Berotzayin. So too, Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, Shviras Haluchos in this week's parashah, which is also a bechina of Heferu Torah Secha, to be matzal klal Yisrael. And in our time, which of course we can't come on to that, today we don't have the koyach and the those who are great enough to bring about Heferu. Today it's a different bechina. The Heferu Torah Secha today is the union of Bittul and Achno'a and being mevatel ourselves to the Chachamim of the generation and to do what the Torah tells us to do and to prepare with Amunah Pshuta and a Behirus in Amunah that everything that we see today is all the Toiv and that will be Zoichem Yetzashem to celebrate this Purim and Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.